Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love this music.
It's the greatest intro for any guest by far. And everybody does love Raymond. Raymond Fittipaldo of the Post Gazette. Ray, you had a good story today on the Steelers' horrendous run defense. And Janet Butler's musings aside here, Ron and I just agreed that Art Rooney II should step in and make Mike Tomlin hire a coordinator from the outside, a defensive coordinator from the outside. Do you think Art Rooney II would do that? And do you think that that's the right thing to do?
Well, there's no question that, Art and Dan before him have either made suggestions or in some cases mandated, some changes on the coaching staff. I don't know exactly what the dynamic is this year. As you know, Joe, there's a lot of injuries, that Mike and Keith are both dealing with this year. And I'm sure that plays into any decision that they will make after the season. So, if I had to guess right now, this might be Keith's last year to begin with. He'd have to hire a defensive coordinator anyway. But, given the injuries and everything that's gone on with COVID this year, I would say that, Art would give Mike the benefit of the doubt and, would have him hire whoever he wanted as the next DC.
But isn't Mike Tomlin the real defensive coordinator anyway?
Yes, he is. So, in that respect, what's changed over the last 3 to 5 years? I don't know exactly when, Mike took over the full-time duties. I really do believe Keith when he says it's a collective. They put the game plan together and things of that nature. But I don't know if Art would go that route. I think if Mike still wants to call the plays, that he will call the plays. But certainly, what's going on now, certainly with the run defense, is not, in the Steelers' character. And I'm sure that's something, much like we heard with the offensive run game over the season, Joe, I'm sure that's something that Art will address after the season in one way or the other.
Raymond, you talk about the personnel. I'm starting to assume that Watt and Hayden aren't going to be there Sunday. And if that is the case, man, what kind of chances are they going to have?
Yeah, you never know with COVID, but TJ hasn't been here all week. Joe Hayden, haven't seen him the last 2 days, at least last week. I think I spotted Joe once. So we'll see what happens. I'm about to walk out to practice here after I'm done talking to you, so we'll see if Joe's out there today. But, yeah, looking like another game without TJ, another game without Joe Hayden. Just a team overall and certainly a defense that has been decimated by injuries this year, and they've just had a hard time filling in those roles with quality depth players. It just hasn't worked out the way they would have liked.
It just feels now like it's time for bigger questions. It just feels like even if they, of course, they could beat the Ravens. They've competed with them or beaten them with the likes of Dennis Dixon and Charlie Batch beat them as a backup once, and Byron Leftwich almost beat it. Steelers Ravens, but I just can't conceive of this team making any kind of meaningful run. Could I see it somehow sneaking in at 8-8-1 by miracle or something like that? Yeah, but Ray, this just feels like they're at a crossroads here. And it starts for me with the quarterback and the coordinators, the overall philosophy. It just feels like there's big questions out there. Do you agree?
I would agree, Joe. And I think if you look at this big picture-wise, and you know, you look what we were thinking back in August, this was going to be an offense that was going to be challenged no matter what. They were going to be playing with a 39-year-old quarterback. They were going to be playing with young linemen, and there was definitely a unit in transition. If there was any way that they were going to make a run at a playoff spot, I think we all knew it was going to have to come through a great defensive effort. You know, that unit once again was going to have to step up and sort of carry the team. And just with Stephon Tuitt being injured, with Tyson Alulu being injured, Watt in and out, Hayden in and out, you know, it's just been a really bad season for this defense too. So when you look at it from that perspective, really, Joe, the fact that they're 5-5-1 is even a little bit surprising considering they're 28th in run defense. Lately, they haven't been able to stop anyone. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't see things changing. You know, the final 6 weeks of the season, hey, anything could happen. But at this point, as we sit here right now, Joe, I would be surprised if they won more than two games here over the rest of the regular season.
Joe had a great column yesterday about the defense and the team in general. You know, people were talking about the effort wasn't good against Cincinnati. They didn't want it as much or something like that. The talent just isn't there, though, is it? Do you punish guys that can't do, you know, I mean, Taco Charlton can't be T.J. Watt, right? Is it fair to punish him for that?
Well, Ron, I'll give you a perfect example. Obviously, they don't think Isaiah Bugs is a starting caliber nose tackle, even though they rode with him for, you know, most of the last 2 months. So last week, they asked their all-pro defensive end to come inside and play nose tackle on the base. That doesn't work out. They get gashed. I mean, they ended up weakening two positions for the sake of one. And then this week, and we're going to talk to this guy after practice today, this week they picked up Montravius Adams off the Saints practice squad. And based on my observations in practice the first 2 days of the week, it looks like he's going to start on Sunday. I mean, it's just where they are right now with his roster. You know, that's where they are. I mean, they're just kind of grasping its straws, trying to do whatever they can to be competitive. And I think that's the greatest example of kind of where they are roster-wise right now.
What about the players have said the practices have gotten tough. They put on the pads. The pads were a popping, if you will. I guess that's a normal coach's reaction, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ron, you know the way the CBA is, you know, you only have so many of those during the season, and I think they decrease in number as you get later into the season. So, I mean, that's another move you have in your pocket. They tried it. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I mean, like on Wednesday, they had their usual cast of characters who didn't participate. You know, if you're banged up, they're not going to throw you out there and get you more injured. So all these things on the periphery, you know, will they count on Sunday? We'll see. But it's going to come down to blocking and tackling and can you contain Lamar Jackson? And when push comes to shove, you might be doing it with Henry Mondu and Taco Charlton and Derek Tuska rather than T.J. Watt and all the other guys you would rather.
What about Archibong?
Yeah, what about Archibong? How dare you not mention him?
Yeah, what about Archibong?
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I mean, I can go on and on and on. It could be Witherspoon. It could be Miles Killebrew. It could be any number of guys as they try to figure out something to sort of stop the sieve that their defense has become.
This is a disaster, Ray. Who's to blame for this? I mean, I get it. There were some things that happened that we couldn't have foreseen. Of course, the Stephon Tuitt situation is tops among them, and then there's an injury to Alu-Alu. But we're talking about the depth here. We're talking about bringing guys in off their couch on a Wednesday, and they're going to start on a Sunday. We're talking about Taco Charlton and Derek Tuska. I mean, they drafted a kid this year who should be an outside linebacker for them, right? They couldn't hold on to a guy that they made it a point to sign because they knew they needed depth behind Watt and Highsmith, and they let Ingram get away. Who's to blame for this mess?
Well, I mean, listen, Joe, I don't want to make excuses for anyone, but, you know, with the 8% decrease in the salary cap, And the fact that Kevin Colbert and Mike Tallman have gone for it, you know, really in the twilight of Ben's career, all that does factor in. And, you know, people talk about, oh, well, you know, DeCastro and Steven Nelson were late cuts and, you know, you did have money to spend. In March, they didn't have money to spend. So the lack of quality depth is really showing right now. And you see it at several positions. You know, we just talked about the D-line and outside linebackers, but there's not a lot of depth in that secondary either. You know, James Pierre.
Isn't that their fault for bad drafting? Every single level of the defense, it would seem to me. You mentioned Bugs. We looked at Quincy Roche. They didn't want to hold on to him, apparently. In their secondary, they draft a bunch of stiffs.
Okay, well, Isaiah Bugs, sixth-round pick. Quincy Roche, sixth-round pick. James Pierre, undrafted free agent. I mean, it's just the reality, Joe, when you cannot build your roster. I mean, you need guys like that to pan out, but you can't necessarily count on them to be your main guys. And I just think all the injuries have caught up with them. I think in a perfect scenario, Joe, if they had minimal injuries this year, let's say T.J. Watt played all 16 games. Let's say Tua played all 16 games. I still think we're talking about like a 9-8 or at best a 10-7 football team. I mean, they have a lot of high salaries. You know, Ben still counts a lot against the cap. TJ is going to count a lot against the cap. I mean, they have some high salaries and they don't really have the wherewithal the way their team is structured right now to have that quality depth. And I know that's going to change when Ben comes off the books, but you know, Minka's going to come on and make more money. They got to find ways, more creative ways to get more quality depth on this team. I know the salary cap's going to be better next year, but you're still going to have to find a way to get better, cheap players. I just don't think they have a lot of good, cheap players right now.
Ray, you'll always be able to second guess. We always will. As you look back on it, were they smart to take a running back in the first round and a tight end in the second when they have other needs?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I think those guys are two building blocks to what you hope are going to be better teams in the future. And they just have to go out in free agency now, and you have to get some offensive linemen. And in the draft, you know, probably in the first or second round, you got to go out and get a high-caliber offensive lineman to sort of transform that unit so that unit is better next year. But I have no problem with taking Najee Harris. I think he's a really good football player right now, and he's going to be even better in the future. And I think the same thing about Pat Freiermuth, too. I know a lot of people like to talk about, you know, why didn't you take an offensive lineman in the first round? But all the really, really good ones at that point, Ron, were gone. And I think you can make the same argument in the second round, too. Maybe you take the kid, Creed Humphrey, out of Oklahoma over Freiermuth. But like I said, I don't have an issue with it. I think now for Colbert, go out, address it in free agency, address it in the draft too, so those guys can really do damage like they can in 2022 and beyond.
Ed Bouchette was on with us yesterday, and he feels like Najee has hit the wall a little bit here. His last four games, not a lot has happened for him. You agree with that?
How can you tell? I mean, the offensive line hasn't blocked for him the last 2 weeks. What do you have, 17 or 18 carries over the last two games? I mean, I can't tell if he's hit the wall or not. They haven't been getting the ball to him, and they've been in some games where they've had to go away from the run pretty early. And when you're playing catch-up, you're not going to be handing the ball off to Najee Harris. You know, it's probably not going to change this week, guys. I mean, the Ravens aren't a great defensive team, but they're pretty good against the run. So if I'm Matt Canada, if he's not effective as a runner, I try to get him more involved in the passing game. If you look at early in the season, even when they weren't running the ball well, he was really good as a receiver out of the backfield. And even in these last two games, that kind of hasn't been there. So I would look to get him involved no matter what. But I'm not, you know, we still have 6 weeks to go. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's hit the rookie wall just because his offensive line has faltered in the last 2 weeks.
Ray, you mentioned the Ravens. Are they that good as their record, or are they awfully lucky?
I think a combination of both. I think good teams find ways to win. I think I've said this before. This Ravens team reminds me a lot of that 2017 Steelers team that went 13-3. I mean, that team won a lot of games at the end of regulation or in overtime. And I forget what their record was in three-point games, but they were really, really good. That's what this Ravens team is. I mean, they've been decimated by injuries, but they find ways to win. I give John Harbaugh a ton of credit. I give Lamar Jackson a ton of credit for doing what he's done without his first and second string running back. So, yeah, I think they're a good team. Am I going to pick them to win the Super Bowl? No. You know, I think they're probably going to suffer the fate that 2017 Steelers team did. They're probably going to be a higher seed that probably isn't going to be as good as their seeding would indicate. But I give them all the credit in the world for where they are right now based on what's happened to them throughout the course of the season.
Ray Fittipaldo on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan Text Line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And the time right now, 11:15, you can save time, money, and get a cash offer with the home buyers of Pittsburgh. Call 412-500-9057. Ray, I'm assuming you're ready for a little game of free association, are you?
Favorite part of my Friday.
He doesn't even ask if it's okay with me because he knows how much I love it.
Exactly. Let's go. You ready?
Ready.
Ryan Clark today on Ben Roethlisberger, and I quote, "I owe my Super Bowl ring to Ben. With all that being said, time is up. It's time to move on. Big Ben is hurting this team right now. It's time for Big Ben to take a seat." Agree or disagree?
He certainly hurt him against the Bengals. I mean, I think it's coming to that anyway. I don't think he's going to play in 2022, but let's also realize that he was pretty darn good before the Bengals game, and still might have something left, but I don't think he's going to be here in 2022.
Steelers slip to, let's say, 5-8-1. Would it be prudent for them to sit Ben then and see what they have in Mason Rudolph and or Dwayne Haskins? Yes or no? And do you think they would do that?
No, I don't think it would be prudent. I think you could find that out later. And also, no, I don't think the Steelers are going to do that, I think. They have too much respect for Ben, and I think they'll let him play it out the way he wants to play it out.
Oh, for God's sakes, Ron. Really? They have too much respect for Ben, Ray? So why should he get to play the last three games if he's stinking up the joint? Just as a favor to him?
Do you really think playing Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins in three games is going to make you a Super Bowl contender in 2022?
Where did that come from? God, no. I don't think that would happen. But we had Ed Bouchette and Dulac both saying yesterday, I believe, that they think Mason Rudolph is going to be their guy next year. He's going to be the starter. Why wouldn't you want him to gain some experience and get in the games?
I just think they know what he is, Joe. I mean, I don't think him playing in three games at the end of December or the beginning of January is going to really make him all that much better of a quarterback in 2022. So
the free association has gone off the rails,
it
Ron.
Did. You took it off the rail. Ray answered, followed protocol, and then you took it off the rails.
I just think that with that young offensive line, if he's your guy, get him in there. Get three games to me. Four games would be a huge deal for me if that's my guy. I don't think he should be. I hope he's not, but if I was the Steelers and I'm saying Mason Rudolph, we're moving ahead with him, then I would say get him in there. But we can agree to disagree, Ray. What did you think of Brian Kelly suddenly talking in a Southern accent last night?
I heard about that, and I saw a little clip. So, yeah, a little bit weird. Isn't he from, like, Massachusetts or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. Was it bad? Was it real forced?
I think we're going to hear it at some point.
Okay.
It was embarrassing.
It was
really, really bad. Is Zach Banner going to play at all this year?
He's been sick the last 2 days, Joe. This is a perfect week to get him into the lineup. But, hey, never say never. But I don't think he's going to play this week because he's been ill the last 2 days.
Thank you, Ray.
Not quite yet, Ray. Not quite yet. Okay. We need a little prediction here.
Oh, I forgot the
we
prediction.
We need a little prediction. Do you give the home team much of a chance? Who you picking, and what is the score going to be?
I have been called many things by Steelers fans, and Homer is not one of them this year. I am going to go Ravens 35, Steelers 16. Just think the injuries, the COVID situation, it's all going to catch up to them, and I don't see them putting up much of a fight.
Now, that's not a 31-point loss, but that's still a blowout loss, Raymond.
It is. It is. We'll we'll see if the Steelers can keep tradition and play one of these 3-point games against the Ravens, Ron. But I just don't see it.
Tell me again before I let you go what the situation would have to be with T.J. Watt. Like, what's the latest that we could find out that he could play?
Test negative twice in a 24-hour period. So, I mean, there's a chance that he could not practice today, but test negative and then test negative again on Saturday and be all set to go. And I think they would play T.J. in that situation, but the fact that he hasn't practiced all week, I haven't even seen him, Joe. Unless he tests negative today and tomorrow, he's not going to play on Sunday.
Well, I mean, just trying to, from following at the time frame that Ben was on, I think he was diagnosed on a Saturday and then had to go a full week before he got cleared to play. And TJ was, what, diagnosed on Monday. I don't see how he's going to be able to play.
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, when you're tested, when you had symptoms, when you actually had it. But all these cases are different. But all those guys, Ray McLeod, Ben, Minka, they all missed at least one game, and I don't think it's going to be any different with TJ this week.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you next
week. See you, Raymond.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.